This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3593, for Wednesday, the 11th of May, 2022. Today's show is entitled Home Office Setup Mouse Shoulder and Auto Hotkey Script. It is hosted by Operator and is about 23 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is I talk about my issues and solutions for desk ergonomics.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host Operator. Let's see, next one on the list here is Home Office Setup Mouse Shoulder. So, if you work in an office environment, you're probably not practicing proper posture. There are tons of videos and stuff out there for, you know, proper posture, whatever. Ideally, simple way to say it is that closer, you want to keep your elbows closer to your core towards the inside. Your core is your stomach. Just like when you lift with your legs, not with your back, keep that core close to your body. If you find yourself, which ruined my back, if you find your stacked shoulders, if you find yourself extending your arms out, that weight, just hold your arms out and for more than a minute, and you'll start feeling that weight pull on your shoulder muscles. You do not want that. You want your shoulders to be a little relaxed. Keeping my back straight and having my shoulders relaxed is very hard for me. My shoulders will usually tense up, or I will lean, hunch over. And you can record yourself a time lapse, which is one way to do it, and just watch your posture kind of degrade, honestly, over time as you get comfortable. You know, horrible things like sitting on your legs, all that. If you Google mouse shoulder exercises, there's only like 4 videos on it. Those are pretty good. I have a little rubber band here, TRK brand rubber band. I had cheap Amazon, cheap whatever rubber bands. And they were just the exercise bands that are real thin. You don't want one of those. This is a legit, straight up, you know, I don't know, quarter inch thick rubber band. And I have it wrapped around 2 wooden dowels that, because when you're holding, obviously when you're holding a rubber band that's thick, it's going to kind of rip on your skin. But I got these 2 rubber dowels, made a lasso, tied a knot in the middle to give it a little bit more strength. And if I'm waiting for something to finish, waiting for something to download, recording a podcast, I can exercise these muscles. And it's the, I don't know what the exercise is, but you take it, put it out in front, put those arms out in front, hold on to it, and then you stretch it and keep stretching it. And I count to 10, and I do 10 more. And if I can get to the next 10, then I'll do 10 more. And I keep adding 10 more onto it until my arms, you know, I can't do it anymore. I try to, at least. So that helps just kind of idling, obviously getting up, standing. I have a standing desk. I paid $340 something for it. I just looked because somebody's trying to sell one. This is a dual. So what you want to get is a dual motor, obviously, I would think, because if you have 2 motors, they're better than 1, right? If you have 2 motors, it's lifting it evenly, more evenly, and it's getting support on both sides. So if one side of the desk is heavy, you're not kind of forced to put the motor on the side of the desk that's heavy. My workstation here is on the left. It's not heavy by any means, but my laptop is over there, and also I have speaker and I have a monitor, and it's all said and done. It's actually a lot of weight, but this standing desk has, you know, 3 settings, basic stuff. What I'll say is the hard part is the cable management and making sure that the desk can go up and down without catching on stuff. You want to be aware of that. The desk, the rolling chair thing I have is a fabricated piece of plastic, which you're not going to get, but they sell a lot more no-crack lifetime warranty desk rolling thingies. Now, back in the day, they were all made out of crap plastic and they would dry rot. Now they last a while. The difference between the ones then and now is that the ones now won't crack, but they will divot. And they will weaken, and you'll end up rolling. You'll have these divots where your wheels are supposed to be, or not supposed to be, and you'll fall into those divots. With this piece, you know, this is like a $200 piece of plastic I got from my dad who does plastic custom plastic tape, but with this giant plastic piece, it's got nicks and scratches in it, but it's never going to have any divots. It's not going to rot. It's not gonna, it'll be here when this house burns down. Like, it's going to be the only thing left. I love this thing. It's awesome. I wish everyone could have one. I love it, and I've used it forever. Now, my wheels. I wouldn't suggest these skate wheels. It's cool, and it looks cool. They are rollerblade wheels for your desk chair. They're cool, and they're slick. Now, if you run a shop, an IT shop or a tech shop, and you're constantly like sliding over here to pick up something and sliding over there to pick up something, and you're leaning and you're doing a lot of back and forth, then you might want these high speed. They're essentially high speed wheel, the very frictionless wheel. Now think about frictionless chair. Now, if you're sitting in a chair, your legs are naturally going to want to be tension or flat. They're supposed to be flat. And your legs are supposed to be at like a 90 degree angle. The problem with doing this is that when you rest your arms where they're kind of supposed to go, you'll start to float away from, just by the nature of how your muscles work. When I scoot up to the desk, my body floats away, I don't know, 2 inches. So you have to like kind of scoot up farther than you think you'd scoot up, and then you'll float away to the desired position. And then you continue to just kind of keep floating backwards because it's so frictionless. You're like trying to use a keyboard and mouse on a boat, and naturally you're going to flop around. So the wheels, frictionless wheels, sound like a good idea, but I think the actual plastic wheels that come with this chair were probably better because they stay put. You want to stay put when you don't want to be rolling around sliding all over the freaking place when you're trying to do something. The other advantage there is that if you do like to move around, you can, but that's what the standing desk is for. You don't want to sit a long time. You don't want to stand a long time. You just don't want to do anything for a long time. So, you know, try to start out standing. If your feet start to get fatigued, then you sit down. And then hopefully by the end of the day, you haven't been sitting down for 4 hours straight. Try to make yourself set a daily alarm to go walk. So do your stretches. Do the band, the armband here. Your legs to 90 degree angle, not hunched over, back straight. You want your back straight, but you want back support too. And I'm struggling with this workstation up here in my office. Home office, I could sit on the computer all day and my hands are frozen, but that's a different topic altogether. But I could sit on the computer at the office all day and be perfectly fine. This desk, for whatever reason, I'm not able to find that sweet spot that doesn't destroy my back and shoulders. Not lower back, it's that forward neck syndrome, mouse shoulder syndrome. And what I found out here is that the desk is slightly higher than my elbows. And it works to support my shoulders and back and takes that strain off my back, and I can keep my back straight. But I'm still, you know, I'm still worried about, obviously, if my wrists are higher, or if the table is higher, it's cutting out the blood circulation on my hands and wrist. But I'm moving my hands enough to where they're getting whatever. I have a left-handed mouse, which, Jesus, there aren't really any good left-handed mice. It's also an ergonomic left-handed mouse. So there are some mice that you can that are interchangeable. This is Adesso, Adesso. Brand mouse, model E9, model E9. It's a left-handed ergonomical mouse. The problem with it is that it's all slicky, and I had to put some gaffers, some nice cloth gaffers tape on it to make the thumb position not be just greasy, because hands are oily and gross and disgusting. So I found when my thumb was getting in the side of the left-handed ergonomic mouse, it just felt greasy all the time, so I put a little piece of tape there. Someone else mentioned that when you're using a ergonomic left-handed mouse or an ergonomic mouse in general that's up and down, it kind of fits in your palm and feels right. It feels more ergonomic. But when you click try to think of going against gravity to click. It takes, it's very subtle, and it hasn't bothered me. But someone did mention that you're instead of having that downward motion to click, you're with an ergonomic mouse that's at least not a trackball. It's a up and down a vertical mouse. You have to use that extra energy to click, and the accuracy is kind of weird, at least with this one, because I'm clicking with like the tip of my finger almost, instead of like the ball. I mean, I guess I can, no, I can't even click with like the middle of my finger or whatever. I had to kind of click with the tip of my finger. Anyways, that's left-handed mouse, not fun. I have some auto hotkey scripts on my GitHub. If you want, it's under scripts auto hotkey. I'm not going to put it in the show notes because I'll never remember. It's an automatic hotkey, auto hotkey installer that will do all kinds of stuff. It will anti-idle. It will turn on, have hotkeys for black and white, or vision impaired, or high contrast mode switching through Alt F1 and F11, F12. Has profile based, so depending on your IP address, it will load a specific profile. So like my gaming machine, I start it, boom, it doesn't loads all my stuff that I want to do for my gaming. This left-handed mouse is actually left-right, so you're not supposed supposed to switch the buttons like you would traditionally switch the buttons on the left-right. So if I go here and I work on the office, then I switch the right mouse left trigger in the auto hotkey switch. But then I go home, and that same laptop is now backwards on my left-handed mouse because it is logically right swapped on the left-handed mouse to make, you know, the right click, the left click, and the left click, the right click. So you don't have to swap it. It's a little confusing. I wish they would just stick with one or the other so that I could always just keep it on left or always keep it on right. But I guess the idea is that I can plug in this left-handed mouse and I don't have to do anything. It just works logically like you would think it would. What else have I not talked about? I said the standing desk has two motors. I paid $324 or $244 or something. I bought my own piece of wood. It's an MDF, don't get it wet wood. Nice particle board stuff. Just don't let it get wet for too long and you're fine. The one I had previous was also particle board. But this one's now attached to a standing desk deal. I don't need to save this actual position because it's helping. And you don't want to arch your back too much. You want to kind of have your back straight, but not arched backwards, because that's going to make things worse. So if you find yourself hunching over and you arch your back backwards, that's going to make it even worse, because your shoulders and back are going to tire out much faster than if you were at kind of the neutral position. And, you know, the neutral position for all of us is hunched over the keyboard. But if you're up and down and you're not putting too much back arch on your shoulders and back, then you won't get that back fatigue. If you have the support in the lumbar, which I didn't have, instead of legs being flat, I'm almost leaning forward a little bit. So, you know, you think of the guy, the typical IT guy, way back in the chair with it reclined as far as it can go. And of course, the seat part, you know, is at a 15 degree angle, shooting up in the air. That is the exact opposite of what you want. You want to have your feet flat. You want your eyes parallel with the top of the monitor. Mine's lower, actually, as low as it will go right now, because my desk is a little bit higher to give me that support that I need for my shoulders and back. So mine should actually be a little bit lower, but I can't get it any lower right now. But you want kind of, for me, since my screen is maybe a little bigger, I don't know why, but it's very subtle, but if you notice that your neck is getting fatigued, and you can pinch the back of your neck, and it's strained from basically holding your neck back, you need to lower your monitor. And maybe it starts out that way. I had mine slammed all the way to the ground, and I had the monitor all the way down. So I was almost like, I feel like I was almost looking down at some point. But now I think I've kind of got it in a butter zone, where it's slightly, ever so maybe 3 inches lower than eye level. Actually, it's right at eye level right now. But before I had it higher and I was looking up, anybody that's put their TV over the fireplace, you'll recognize this, because the second you sit down, you're like in the front row of the movie theater and your neck is jacked up and you're wondering, you know, why you can't, you know, you won't hurt yourself. Same kind of thing. You don't want to be looking, have your neck back arched when you're trying to look at the monitor, but you do want that eye level, top of the screen, eye level. What else can I say? You know, these little gel pads for the keyboard, gel pads for the mouse. Neither one of them are good. I don't think you want to be typing for a long period of time with one of these. You want that wrist support, but you also don't want to be typing as much as you need. You shouldn't have to need this. You shouldn't have to need to, you know, to have a foam thing for your keyboard or a little foam silicon pad for your mouse, silicon pad for the, you shouldn't actually need them. The idea is that you should move around dynamically enough to where you don't. I actually envisioned a keyboard that rested at my core and kind of hung around my neck like one of those guitar pianos. And I could use that, like a take it like a regular ergonomic keyboard where the keyboard is split, mount a light, super lightweight framing system for it, and wear it around my neck like a rope. And if I was doing a lot of typing, I could essentially stand up, not have my hands, you know, wherever. I could have my hands down and just kind of type at my core, and then move the mouse, you know, had the mouse relatively close to my hand, to my waist, and I could move the mouse there, but that would involve moving the monitor and having all kinds of crazy stuff set up. But ideally, you want, you know, everything to kind of be at your stomach core, I feel like. You know, it might be completely off. But that idea, of course, bombed. So I have a right-handed mouse for the gaming because you're not going to be able to go full left hand. On the desktop, I'm pretty much full left hand. It took, I would say, a month of straining. I still don't have that accuracy with the left hand. It's going to take another year to have that accuracy with the left hand that I do with the right-handed mouse. But you can't play games with the left-handed mouse. It just, the keyboard is not made for left-handed people. All your hotkeys, everything is out of the wrong place. Your alt tab is on the wrong place. So I have, in my auto hotkey script, I have number pad bound to functions you would use with your keyboard, your right hand. So whatever key combinations you would hit with your left hand and or right hand, I have now bound to keys like copy paste, switching windows, switching tabs, closing windows. And I try to use those, but I find myself using Alt Tab a lot when I should be using the 1 and the 0 key. So with that, there's still some mental mapping machine or muscle memory that has to go into tab management. But once I get past the tab management, I think I'm going to be able to go full left and not have to touch that keyboard. The idea is that if I find myself, you know, taking my hand off the mouse, that should be a macro, right? If I take my hand off the mouse, that should be a macro. I shouldn't have to like washy-washy my hands across. If I'm typing words, then my hand should be on the keyboard. Otherwise, my hand should not be on the keyboard. They should be on the number pad and the mouse and have that distance between, and I'm not straining to try to like waffadoo my hand in the middle of the keys, and then my mouse is over here. So it's kind of, the theory is to keep everything at its core and, you know, comfortably in a comfortable place and not have to, you know, wishy-washy move the keyboard around or whatever. Let's see, I think that's it. The mouse shoulder exercises, yoga at night. You're supposed to do it in the morning, but we do it at night. We make each other do it. It's nice if you have a partner to help you, push you through, keep you doing it. But I do a lot of exercises. These little baby cobras help. They'll make my shoulders pop like crazy. I have like rotator cuff issues because I've fallen on bikes. Has to do with some of it. But just standing up, stretching, doing, you know, stretches in yoga, 15 minutes. And you'll find out your trouble spots. For me, I've got like issues with my, you know, hips and piriformis, that's just from sitting on my legs or just sitting in the chair improperly for 20 years. And as I got older, that's why I switched to a left-handed mouse, because I'm left-handed, one, and two, I already have, you know, essentially carpal from playing video games for 2 years straight. So instead of, I don't know, I guess I'm going to ruin both of my hands, but instead of having, you know, a really bad right hand, I'm going to try to give some of that right hand relief from the mouse clicking, and hopefully my wrist won't be completely destroyed by the time I get older. So that, I think, is pretty much it. One other quick point is, I don't know if I did, I didn't do an episode on this, maybe I did. It's a Murphy workbench. I got two fancy 2-foot arms, metal foot arms for the wall, and they're little retracting feet. So it's a retracting table that goes on the side of the wall. It's a Murphy table. But it's, I don't know, 4 feet up. My wife says it comes up to her eyeballs. So if she were to trip and fall, it would, like, you know, poke her in the eye. I have rounded off the edges because if I get up in a fast hurry, the way I have it designed in the office here is that I get up real fast. If I'm not paying attention, I will run into the corner of the desk. But other than that, it's great. It's great for doing electronics and stuff like that, because every single workstation I've ever worked on, I find myself hunched over and trying to, like, look at something with my geek goggles on, little magnifying, you know, magnifying headset band things. Those are great. But I kept finding myself, A, not having my own space that wouldn't be destroyed by my child, and B, having to be hunched over everything. Like, even on the bars in the kitchen, that's not tall enough for me. It needs to be, like, almost at shoulder level, basically too high. But I love this thing. It's great. I can fold it out, do my work, clean up most of the mess, fold it down, wipe it off, and then vacuum up all the dirt and stuff. So I don't have to do anything as far as cleanup. I just fold it down, all the dirt falls off, and I vacuum up the dirt, and I'm good to go. As far as ergonomics go, that helps. You know, if I found myself working on electronics and being hunched over, you know, the dining room table, and then by the time I'm done, I wanna die because my back and shoulders are so jacked up. Anyways, if anybody has any hints, tricks for mouse shoulder or upper body pain, let me know. Just stay active, stay moving, take walks for lunch. If you're in a meeting, go take a walk. If you can't do exercise weekly, you know, cardio weekly, at least, you know, do a bike trail. Or I used to do airsoft. I'm gonna have to switch to bike trails again. Do like yoga if you can. If I don't do it for a day, I notice, because everything will pop and everything will feel a lot more crunchy, essentially, when I don't do yoga for like a day. I'll notice. Anyways, hope that helps somebody out. You know, stay moving, stay positive, and go from there.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.